You're about to jump into the past.
Or the present. Okay, what is it? Where
you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM. Smithers Community Radio. And the Evoli Show. And we have a guest, Alex, again.
Yes.
The theme is, I think, summer.
I believe so. Heat in general. Summer, heat, yeah, blah, 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 all that kind of good stuff. Okay, should we do...
Heat isn't that good, but it's too hot like today.
What? Were you hot right now?
Yes.
No.
I mean, not right now, but I was outside.
Yeah, we got air conditioning in here now. It's so amazing. Okay. But at
just
school,
could you get onto the songs?
My microphone cover smells stanky.
Oh, you're going back to the old.
No, actually, mine does.
Mine also.
I have you saying that your microphone says smells weird once. Do you remember saying that?
Yep.
I actually have. Have you saying does. That? All right. Should we do this? There's a lady named Cheryl Crow. She's got something called Soak Up the Sun.
My friend, the communist, holds meetings in his RV. I can't afford his gas, so I'm stuck here watching TV.
Soak up the sun. I'm gonna tell everyone to
Wow, now I feel like we've seen and heard every music stuff in the world.
You've seen that one before?
No, I feel like we've listened to every music and watched every music video in the world.
No, I think there's two more, I think, at least. Maybe three. But did you like that one? That was Sheryl Crow with Soak Up the Sun. 21 years ago, she released that song. Lots of surfing in that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, this
and
one.
And jumping off the waterfall.
Did you see that? Did you see how high they were jumping off that waterfall?
I
it was
know,
crazy.
I can't believe they didn't scrape themselves.
Well, do you see how they were? Rocks. They would. They went all nice and straight, so they went in the water really straight. Because if you imagine doing a belly flop from that height, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. You would get a red mark on your belly. Yeah.
Like we saw those kids do that. They jumped off
no,
a high
that
thing.
No, that was a back.
Yeah, flop. And that wasn't even very high. And can you imagine?
No, that was pretty high.
That was pretty high. Okay, fine. All right, Bob Marley, you remember him?
Yeah.
Well, this is a bit of a remake. Someone else did this, Bob Marley's son, a song called Sun
Marley?
And Shine.
Marley?
Marley. Do you know Bob Marley?
No, I only know your cat.
This is our cat, cat's brother.
Ha, it isn't.
This is Bob.
Sun is shining. Weather is easy. Make you want to move your dancing feet now. And the morning gather the rainbows, yeah. Want you to know I'm a rainbow too.
Now that was really cringy.
Cringy?
Yes, sir.
There was some good dancing in that one. I thought you guys liked that one. There was a DJ and producer who kind of liked.
Why didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought a good beat.
It was cringy.
Mm. How was it cringy?
They would put their heads together. they would do this. They would copy each other. It was just weird.
That's like a dance. It's called dancing. All right, fine. We'll get into, how about, if you didn't like that, then you're gonna love this one. This is going into the 80s. This is the Power Station. Something Like It Hot. All right, guys, I'm sure you know that one, right? Yeah?
Nope.
Oh, sorry, there's your mic.
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Come on, that was 1984. I'm sure you guys were around for that one.
Did you even like it?
That's a good one.
It was better.
Oh, good, we're getting there. Okay, we're going to take it up another notch then. Here's Frozen.
Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope. But sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come. Bees will buzz, kids will blow dandelion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer. A tree
drink in my hand, my snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer. I'll finally see a summer breeze blow away a winter storm, and find out what happens to solid water when it gets warm. And I can't wait to see what my buddies all think of me. Just imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer. The hot and the cold are both so intense. Put them together, it just makes sense. Winter's a good time to stay in and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a happy snowman. When life gets rough, I like to hold on to my dream of relaxing in the summer sun, just letting off steam. Oh, the sky will be blue, and you guys will be there too, when I finally do what frozen things do in summer.
I'm gonna tell him.
Don't you dare.
In summer.
What's he gonna tell him?
That he'll know.
What rhymes with cuddle?
Puddle.
Yeah, that's what I figured. All right, I like that one. I would go. That's a long time ago that we watched that movie. Did you watch that one, Alex?
Yes.
Yeah.
I watched all the Frozen movies.
I think there's only two, isn't there?
I'm pretty sure there's three.
No, two.
Maybe there's three. I don't know.
No, I know there's two.
Two. All right, fair enough. It's settled then. Moving on. Back to the 80s. Okay, this is a school, and all they do is they teach dance. And it's called Bang.
And school dance.
In that fountain.
Were they jumping around? I missed that. They were jumping around in a fountain?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's called almost like a water park. That's like your homemade water park if you just find a fountain and you jump into it. Although, the disadvantage is that it's probably not very clean water. But the advantage is there's probably some change in there.
Yeah, so you can steal free coins.
Do you remember when we were in the airport and they had drained the fountain in the airport and there was all that money that was left in the bottom of it?
Yeah.
And you really wanted to help yourself to that money. There was like loonies and toonies in there. There was like a lot of money. But I have a feeling that they collect it and they give it to like people who really could use it. Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. All right.
Or use it to like keep the flights going and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep the airplanes in the air. Oh, that might be a good thing. Okay.
I toss coins in fountains.
You do? And do you make a wish?
Yeah.
Do you jump in into the fountain yourself?
No.
Oh. Then make
you should have jumped in and got all the our money. Just left your money.
Throw in 25 cents and take out $5?
No, take out $99.
Or I can climb on top of the fountain and say, I'm rich!
Okay, guys, what do you love the most about all this heat and sunshine?
Well, we're gonna get our pool out soon.
Ooh.
What I don't like is there's gonna be mosquitoes.
Yeah, and even more stinging bugs.
Like?
Black flies.
And?
Hornets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bees.
Yeah.
Wasps.
Yeah.
Hornets and wasps are basically the same thing.
So, no, whatever. Hornets hurt more.
I think that's probably right. I believe hornets are, like, bigger, right?
Yeah, but they're almost the same thing.
Fair. Fair enough. I mean, there's lots of stinging bugs. They all have different names.
I know.
Okay. Enough of that.
And horseflies and this and all.
Yep. Horseflies, deer flies.
Horseflies?
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, and they bite a pig, take a big chunk of skin out of you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been bitten by one?
Yes.
I've only been bitten by a black fly and maybe a deer fly.
I've been bitten by a black fly. What's a deer fly?
It's bigger than a black fly and it's smaller than a horse fly. And I'll point one out to you sometime when we see it. You don't see them around here, so you usually see them in the woods more often. But they call them deer flies because they're attracted. They go to usually their favorite animal to chew on is a deer. All right. Any more questions, anyone? Maybe a question would be, what's our next song? Oh, glad you asked that. It's Joe Cocker, "Summer in the City." Here on CSTK.
Joe, do you have his number?
Cocker.
Yep. He's amazing. Yeah, check us out.
More like Joe Soccer.
Hey, that's funny.
Hey, this is Scott O. Deep is on tonight, so leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you. Peace.
Hi, Scott O. It's Kelly. Listen,
Scott O. Deep, man, this is Chris. Look.
Or Joe Popper.
Call me back when you...
I want you to call me.
He's not home. We'll leave a message.
Hot time, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. I've been down. Isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk, hotter than a match head. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it will be all right. And baby, don't you know it's a pity? The days can be like the night. It was summer in the city. Bus stop running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go on, find the girl. Come on, let's dance all night. Despite the heat, it will be alright. And baby, don't you know it's a pity? The days can't be like the night. In the summer, in the city. In the summer, in the city.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So Scotto's having a party tonight, right?
KD plus one.
I was wondering about Deep tonight.
Ryan S plus two. If you can comp Chloe, that would be good.
That's it. He just kind of like took his recording, he took his ghetto blaster and walked away. Done with it. Doesn't want to hear the rest of the song. That is not his song. That's actually a Love and Spoonful song from 1966. But Joe Cocker is like one of these guys who's got a growly voice, and he does these hand things with his hands all the time. He like sings with his hands, moves his hands all around. Kind of a funky guy. Let's see. I'm opening it up to you guys. Do you have a song you want to, that's sort of summery? Can you think of a summer song?
It's Corn.
Corn is a summer song, I suppose. Do you want to do a It's Corn?
Because Corn is only in summer. You can't really get it in winter.
It's true. Has anyone had corn yet?
Nope.
It should be on the, it should
only
be.
Only in a burrito.
Yeah, from a can or something, or maybe frozen corn.
Yeah,
or someone else made the burrito for you and you don't know where the corn came from. Well, pretty soon the grocery store is going to have corn. And it's one of my favorite things is to have the first corn of the season. It always seems to be the sweetest. So that's my thing. I don't know. Tell me.
I like putting pepper on it.
Like salt. Like red peppers or like actual peppers in the shake stuff you shake out of the pepper shaker. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Salt and pepper. I like to put that on it.
Well, all this talk about corn, I guess we're going to have to play It's Corn. Yeah?
Now I'm craving corn.
That's what happens when you talk about food like that. Well, here it is.
I'm hungry.
We're all hungry.
For me, I really like corn.
What do you like about corn?
It's corn! Appreciate the whole world when you love.
yo ho!
Tell you all about it. It cone.
A big lump with knobs. It has juice.
Oh.
It has
oh, we
juice.
Stopped.
Oh. That was kind of it. It's kind of it. We're kind of done.
No.
Aw, so sad. All right. Let's just say goodbye to everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
And then how about
see
a...
See you next radio.
Which are they?
Those ones all up there. There's Boca Valley Brewing, Mountain Eagle Books.
Mountain Eagle Books.
There you go. Here's a good one. Mountain Eagle Books. Thank you for supporting CSUK and CSUK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio. And this is Evoli's show. Goodbye.